Voters head to the polls next week, and every New York State legislative seat is up for grabs. With that in mind, in our series on upstate money pressures, we asked voters to weigh in. Today, Tom Magnarelli reports on raising the minimum wage across the state. In upstate, the minimum wage is at $9, but will rise to $12.50 by the end of 2020. It's an issue that affects many across upstate, from farmers and small business owners to the workers themselves.
We'll put a sticker on them that says what the product is, where it's from. It'll show the field number, the date picked, and the date packed.
Anthony Emmy, the general manager of Emmy and Sons Farm in Baldwinsville, New York, just outside of Syracuse, shows off where workers pack tomatoes, squash, and peppers.
They raise about 7 acres now of the bell peppers. I started cutting back. We were at 72 acres. And we used to ship up and down the East Coast. Now I just, New York State's it.
Emmy says he can't find reliable domestic workers to plant, pick, and pack fruits and vegetables on 200 acres of his land. So for more than 10 years, he's used the federal H-2A program to hire migrant field workers. But financial concerns have dropped the number of migrant workers he employs from 60 to 16.
Every year, that H-2A wage increases. Like, we're always $2 to $3, usually $3 higher than minimum wage.
Right now, Emmy pays $11.74 an hour. And if upstate's minimum wage rises as planned to $12.50 by the end of 2020, he fears he could be paying more than $15 an hour to migrant workers.
I'm afraid it's going to make the only thing I have left to get reliable help unavailable for me. It's going to become so expensive I won't be able to use it.
15! Right now!
15!
Right now!
About 11 miles away in the village of Liverpool, various local and state labor groups rally on a busy corner in support of a $15 minimum wage upstate. Rebecca Fuentes of the Workers' Center of Central New York says for an industry such as farming that has been heavily subsidized, wages have not kept up with inflation.
You're probably going to find very few employers who agree with raising the minimum wage, but it's necessary and there shouldn't be exempt.
Earlier this year, a Siena College poll found that an overwhelming amount of upstate business leaders are against raising the minimum wage to $15. Another Siena poll showed a majority of voters across the state do support the gradual increase. Many residents in upstate New York agree with raising the minimum wage, but they also have very different thoughts about the effects. Jamie Burgess lives in Buffalo and says there is a downside.
Yes, everything will go up. I believe that they're looking at, oh, well, we gave y'all more money, so we're going to boost taxes and the cost of everything.
Demequa Bryant lives close to Binghamton and works for a fast food company.
There's not going to be jobs anywhere because everybody's going to be looking for a job because of the money raise. So I'm just happy that my job is going to do it and I already have my job before they do it.
Robin Woolsey of Rochester says a higher minimum wage will make life a little easier. She sees the daily challenges that her sister, a certified nursing assistant, goes through.
She struggles every month to pay her rent. Every month. My niece just turned 17 and had to get her first job to help out her mother to help pay the rent and to pay the bills.
Back at Emmy and Sons Farm in Baldwinsville, Anthony Emmy knows the difficulty in running his business.
And if you're not working every day, 7 days a week, you're not going to make it. I mean, the margins are that close.
Emmy is the third generation in his family to run this farm, and he does not know if there will be a fourth.
You know, it might end with me. And I'm fine with that. You know, I'm fine. It's a struggle.
In Baldwinsville, I'm Tom Magnarelli.